Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the markets. Today we're breaking down AT&T, the telecom giant that's been quietly building momentum with strong subscriber growth and a steady dividend that's hard to ignore. Let's get right into it. AT&T has been in the spotlight lately after posting another solid quarter, with its 5G home internet service doubling subscribers faster than expected and wireless additions coming in strong. The stock has shown some resilience, even as satellite competition like Starlink looms on the horizon. But analysts are saying that threat is still years away from being a real factor. At its core, AT&T operates as a major player in telecommunication services here in the U.S. and internationally, delivering wireless, broadband, and business connectivity solutions to millions of customers. The company has focused heavily on expanding its fiber network and pushing converged offerings where customers bundle wireless with home internet, which is driving better retention and higher average revenue per user. CEO John Stankey has steered the ship toward a more streamlined communications business after some big divestitures in the past. On the revenue side, wireless service remains the biggest contributor, bringing in around $70 billion annually, while business services and legacy voice and data add meaningful chunks alongside growing IP broadband. Geographically, the vast majority of sales come from the United States, with smaller contributions from Mexico and other international markets. The advanced connectivity segment has been the standout driver lately, showing robust growth as fiber and 5G investments pay off. Earnings have been on a nice upswing, with the latest quarter delivering EPS growth of about 20% year over year, and beating estimates by a solid margin. Free cash flow came in strong at roughly $4.7 billion for the quarter, supporting both the dividend and accelerated share buybacks. Management has guided for continued momentum in wireless subscribers and fiber expansion, which should keep margins expanding. From the earnings call, leadership highlighted how converged customers now make up more than half of the 5G home internet base, underscoring the success of bundling strategies. They also emphasize disciplined capital spending on fiber and 5G, while maintaining a leverage target around 3x, which gives the balance sheet breathing room for growth initiatives and shareholder returns. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, AT&T generates consistent operating cash flow above $38 billion annually, with free cash flow yields sitting comfortably in the double digits. Debt levels are manageable relative to equity, and the company has been using excess cash to fund dividends, yielding around 4-5%, along with buybacks. Profit margins have improved noticeably in recent years as the business mix shifts toward higher margin connectivity services. For the valuation setup, we're using a forward PE approach as the primary model, given AT&T's mature profile and available analyst estimates, with a DCF as supporting lens to cross-check cash flow generation. The model has high confidence here because of the stable historical multiples and positive free cash flow track record. Current shares trade around $25, while the market snap model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $30. What drives that gap are assumptions like an 11x forward multiple, reflecting the company's low growth but high dividend nature, full conversion of net income to free cash flow, and modest share count reduction from buybacks. Keep in mind that tweaking growth rates or discount rates can shift the outcome quite a bit, so if you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own assumptions on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. Strengths include a massive subscriber base, reliable cash generation, and a fortress-like dividend that has held steady through cycles. Weaknesses center on high debt from past acquisitions and slower growth in legacy segments. Opportunities lie in fiber expansion and converged bundles that boost lifetime value. Threats involve potential satellite disruption down the road and intense competition in wireless. Recent performance shows the stock up over 12% in the past month after that earnings beat, though it's still down around 15% over the trailing year amid broader sector rotation. The 3-month and 6-month windows reflect some consolidation as investors digest the growth outlook versus macro concerns. My take is that AT&T looks like a compelling income play right now, trading below our rough fair value zone with a dividend that inflation beats and buybacks accelerating. The business is stabilizing after years of transformation, and the subscriber momentum gives me confidence in the mid-single-digit total returns over time. That said, it's not a high-growth story, so position size accordingly if you're looking for bigger upside. Wrapping up, AT&T offers a rare mix of yield and improving fundamentals that could reward patient investors. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.